This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. After spending 444 days in captivity and more than 30 years seeking restitution, the Americans taken hostage at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran in 1979 have finally won compensation. Buried in a huge spending bill signed into law are provisions that would give each of the 53 hostages or their estates up to $4.4 million. Victims of other state-sponsored terrorist attacks, such as the 1998 American Embassy bombings in East Africa, would also be eligible for benefits under the law. Big New York City developers are paying as much as $10 million an apartment to buy out rent-controlled and rent-stabilized units so that they can make many more millions. South Korea is the only advanced country that exempts its clergy from all taxation. Many Buddhist monks and Protestant pastors pay voluntarily, and all Catholic priests have done so since 1994. Starting in 2018, the tax man cometh. The Church Finance Accountability Network, a voluntary group, says they should set an example. National Tax Service discovered 63 organizations recently who had gotten fictitious donations from religious groups and received kickbacks from tax dodgers. Because of abuse of domestic workers, Indonesia has declared that it would ban sending any more female domestic workers to 21 Middle Eastern countries and is debating recalling all of its maids from employment globally. Asset and micro-lending programs for the ultra-poor, making less than $2 per day, in test in Bangladesh are finding that the rate of return for poor women in the graduation program, coupling the money and the cow or whatever, is 16 to 24%, but that is roughly the cost of interest on the loan, netting them little. A randomized test experiment in New York City showed that paying all teachers in a school more if their pupils do better in tests did not raise test achievement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi of India made a surprise visit, the first, to Pakistan by an Indian prime minister in more than a decade. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.